You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
What kind of weather can we expect in the Midwest for the rest of this week? And then I think things may change next week.
Yeah, things are active. There's quite a bit going on. Rewind a couple of days, really 36 hours ago, we had some of the mountain passes of Montana and northwestern Wyoming closed because of snowfall. This happened yesterday as a vigorous storm system moving across the northern plain states caused that. A lot of severe weather across to the Dakotas. Now, this system is going to be dragging a cold front into the Corn Belt, Midwestern areas, and will produce some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity as we get into the next couple of days. Today, more of a widely scattered shower thunderstorm pattern, same for tomorrow. Bit of a better organized line of thunderstorms will be coming through the area on Thursday. And this will usher in a little bit of a cool down. Nothing dramatic, but for the middle of July, it'll be downright pleasant temperature-wise behind the system. Now, you talked about a change after that. We will see a large area of high pressure develop over the nation's midsection. This is going to lead to warmer temperatures 7 to 10 days down the road for just about everybody.
And what do you think about this ridge? Where will it place itself and dry conditions with it, too? Because it's a high, I assume.
It is. The one thing that we're going to watch, and as you mentioned, the placement of this high will be critical. There's a little disagreement in some of our long-range charts on this placement, and that's key because subtropical moisture rotating around the high-pressure system's clockwise circulation will sometimes produce what we call a ring of fire, where we get a lot of thunderstorm activity around the edges of the high-pressure ridge. And if it centers itself a little bit more to the west, that could direct that ring of fire more north and west of the Corn Belt. If it sets up a little bit more east, well, that could bring that precipitation in. One thing that we do see with this high-pressure ridge, Todd, is it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to go completely dry. I do think we're going to have some thunderstorm activity around the edges of this high-pressure ridge, and we're just going to have to see where it sets up in about a week to 10 days.
Earlier in the year, we talked often about a high-pressure zone that was in Arizona and that would kind of creep into the lower Midwest and then back. But this one, is this the same one? Did it make its way all the way to the East Coast and then is it shifting back now, or how did this develop?
Well, this is what we would normally expect. It's not that Arizona high. It's a new developing area of high pressure that usually develops midsummer in the nation's midsection. It's something that we see all the time. You expect that this type of pattern develops. What makes one summer different from the other is usually the strength and the exact placement of the high. So this is the midsummer ridge, we call it. And it looks like it'll be taking shape. There's really no disagreement on our long-range charts on the development of the high. It's just the placement that we're going to be watching.
We can expect to have it around for a while then, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. Do look us up online at WILLAG.org.